Breakfast is on us. 102.9 Fresh FM. Breakfast is on us. 102.9 Fresh FM.
It's Aixa and Salvador on Namibia's Heart and Soul, Soot and Seeker. Thank you so much for choosing the NSK and Shaquan on a Monday morning, 18 days into the month of August 2025. Now, we've been telling you about this incredible platform, and we've been telling you that we will have two incredible professionals contextualize the 2025 AFI Global Policy Forum for us. Shaquan?
Yeah, so we're at about 3 weeks out, right? And it's all happening in Swakopmund. And if you still haven't seen sort of like the, I don't want to say the trailer, but sort of like a teaser type of video, you need to check out the Bank of Namibia platform, but then also the Alliance for Financial Inclusion on Facebook as well. It looks so beautiful. Like the Namibian Story partner was just, it just looks so amazing. And I obviously can just imagine someone sitting in Tanzania, in Ghana, in Nigeria, looking at this video and just thinking to themselves, wow, I know that I'm going there to obviously learn and network and all of this, but I can't wait to experience this beautiful country of Namibia. So today we're having a conversation with Kirsty Watermeyer. She's no stranger to you because it's the Kirsty Watermeyer. Now, she's a group communications manager at First Rand, and we are so happy to have you in studio this morning. How are you doing, Kirsty?
I'm great, and it's so wonderful to be here. Thank you so much.
Yeah, and also
it's an honor to have you.
Exactly, it is. And she just walked in with her bubbly energy. We needed that so much. And obviously on the line we have also Cecilia Nekwaya Okafor, who's the principal economist responsible for financial sector development at the Bank of Namibia. Good morning, Cecilia.
Good morning, Shaquan. Good morning, NSK. Good morning, Kirsty.
Cecilia. All right, let's get right into the conversation, ladies. How excited are you, first of all, just for the forum? 3 weeks out.
Extremely excited. We are beyond excited. This is our everyday. This is what we're eating, sleeping, and breathing is the AFI conference. But it's an honor for it to be held on Namibian soil. So there's a lot to be excited about.
To be excited about. Yes, the first ever, right?
That's right.
The first
That's
ever.
That's incredible.
Yeah. Cecilia, how excited are you on your end?
I don't know, Shaquan. For me, it's a roller coaster. We've been putting this event together since November last year or September last year.
Oh, it's been a while, hey?
Yeah, and we've been putting in the ground the work behind the scene, and now we are almost there. We have 3 weeks before we host about 800 now, Kirsty, right?
Yeah, 800.
International delegates from around the world in Namibia, in Swakopmund, Namibia.
You know, I find this incredible because, I mean, it's not even in the capital city. It's going to be in Swakopmund. That just shows you how diversified our resources are, isn't it, in the country, Kirsty?
Absolutely. And obviously, it's important for us. We've got an opportunity to show these delegates from all over the world our amazing country. So we thought, let's take on the challenge and have it in Swakopmund. I know that when the initial conversation was had, Bank of Namibia did the scouting around Namibia, and they said it is an opportunity for us to show these delegates our beautiful country. And it's we've got such a unique value proposition in the space where the desert meets the ocean. Everybody wants to see that, right?
Absolutely.
Because they're so used to Dubai. Let's show them Swakopmund as well. Cecilia, I want to start with you, just real quick. Just contextualize this forum for us, especially for the layman that's listening. What is this forum and why is it so important?
The Global Policy Forum is a flagship event for the Alliance of Financial Inclusion. So it's the world's largest gathering of policymakers, regulators, expert leaders, and it really brings together a variety of experts that focus only on conversations around financial inclusion policy. So the platform itself serves as a peer learning exchange, a dialogue, and dialogues around what has worked in the space of financial inclusion, especially at country level, and what has not worked. And then we really try and just narrow into the need so that you can develop, especially from a policy level and for your financial services industry, so that they can start to develop unique products that are tailored to the needs of your individuals or your consumers. Yeah.
All right. So, Kirsty, perhaps I can just direct this question to you, right? Now, the theme for this year is empowering society and enabling growth. Can you just expand a little bit more on that? Perhaps also just giving us a little bit more insight on why conversations on financial inclusion is so important.
Absolutely. Great question. So financial inclusion is important because we have to, and it's one of the hashtags for this year, make sure nobody's left behind.
Yes.
Nice.
Financial inclusion.
We'd be so happy. I'm so proud. Yes.
We do have to make sure that no one's left behind. And financial inclusion enables an environment where everybody has access to financial services. Mm-hmm. And it's important for us to have this conversation. But we're also really proud that at this forum, we have a lot of great stories to tell because Africa is not asking for inclusion. Africa's leading for it out of necessity. We have come up with wonderful solutions and we have an opportunity now to showcase those solutions. Namibia has got a great story to tell and it's going to be really fun to tell that story. But what you'll understand about financial inclusion, the more you dig into it, the more conversations I've had on this particular topic is that it impacts all of us. It's a developmental issue. We enable societies. We enable development. This is about gender equality. This is about businesses. This is about youth. This is about everybody.
I mean, usually with forums of this nature, Osi Cecilia, is we want to have some sort of roadmap going forward after the conclusion of the forum. Walk us perhaps through the problem, number one, that we're trying to solve as a continent, Cecilia, and then perhaps the roadmap that might be shared as a result of this forum.
Right. So fortunately for Namibia, we just launched a financial sector transformation strategy sometime late in July. And within that strategy, financial inclusion is one of our pillars. And we are tackling it from the three pillars of financial inclusion. We are looking at access to financial services for all Namibians. We are looking at financial literacy for all Namibians. And we are looking at consumer protection. So those are the three pillars. So ideally, after this conference, we want to strengthen our approach, and especially given that within this financial sector transformation strategy, we are approaching financial inclusion from a leveraging technology point of view, where we want to introduce, I'm sure you are aware that the Bank of Norway is working on an instant payment solution.
Yes, we are.
And we developed agent banking guidelines a few years ago in 2018. We have your electronic money guidelines. So we have a lot of products or policy regulations on the access side of things. We also have a financial literacy initiative at the Ministry of Finance, right? And what we've done recently with this initiative is we've developed a digital financial literacy booklet. And we know that at the two regulators, we have complaints divisions, but I know there's a framework that we are looking at showcasing at the GPF itself through our financial inclusion story. It's a new system that the central bank is working on for complaints. But Tracy will also touch on what the non-banking, I mean, what the banking industry and the non-banking industry have done. They also have some frameworks where they allow consumers to lay their complaints. They have an approach to complaints, but they also have an approach, especially Kirsty can speak about the approach that they are using now to introduce new products. Some of them are existing from an access point of view. So what you really want to do with this platform is we have a lot happening on financial inclusion across the three pillars, but people are not aware. Right? People are not aware, financial institutions are not aware that the products that they are putting out, especially those that are tailored or have different tiers targeting low income earners, are a financial inclusion product. But what we want to see, the reason why we want everybody to come together, our policymakers, our industry leaders to come together in one room, we want them to start looking at financial inclusion differently. We are looking at it as this big concept, but financial inclusion is really about your low-income earner, your informal sector, right? If you look at the financial services offering right now, can an informal trader or an informal worker walk into a bank or a non-bank and, you know, access insurance or access a unique product that caters to their unique needs? you know, that's affordable?
That's
can a young person
question.
Access a business loan? You understand? Mm. These types of things. So these are the conversations we want to have, and we want to unpack, and we also want to learn from the global community. Look at what Kenya has done. We want to see what Eswatini has done. We want to look at what El Salvador has done, you know, to enhance financial inclusion and to include, you know, your disabled, your people with you know, certain unique disabilities, your pensioners. They are falling prey to schemes recently. What can we do, you know, as a country? What can we do? These are people that we are bringing into the formal financial system. They have access to financial services, but what are we doing to really make sure that they, you know, take advantage of these opportunities meaningfully, they use these services meaningfully in a convenient manner, it's affordable, but they're also aware of their rights and responsibilities, what to do, what not to do, because most of them are giving out personal information, you know, they are giving out identifiable information that mm-hmm. they shouldn't be giving out, and therefore they end up falling prey to scammers and so forth.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Man, that's an incredible conversation that you guys will have, I promise you.
Mm.
Christy, would you like to add on, please? Because you mentioned a couple of times where you would also love to do, especially from the banking and also maybe the non-banking side as well.
Side of the things, yeah.
Absolutely. So we have a great story to tell, as I alluded to. And,
yeah.
and Cecilia shared now, there's so much policy and legislation in place already.
Mm.
And we've been doing a lot. There's always more work to be done.
Mm.
The work's not finished, and that's a good thing.
Yeah.
But there's still a lot that we can do to improve. But there's a lot of products we've brought out. I don't know. I'm going to speak on one. I don't know if you know about this, but Cash Plus, for example, is something we're really proud of at F&B. Cash Plus is something that's won us global awards as best bank in Africa.
In Africa, yes.
And the reason that it's won us awards is because of the financial inclusion story.
Mm.
Cash Plus is where we are removing services, we are removing the amount of branches that we have,
okay.
and we are creating mini branches, remote branches in communities.
Mm. So I actually saw one in single quarters this week, and I'm like, what is
same,
this about?
Same.
Let me tell you.
Uh-huh.
It's so cool because Cash Plus is saying we will vet an individual, and they will then become a branch.
Mm.
You can go to a Cash Plus agent, and you can deposit money, you can withdraw money, you can pay your utility bills.
No way!
Yes.
Wait, it is cheaper than doing it at the branch and an ATM, number one. And number two is you're giving employment because this Cash Plus agent earns a commission. There are Cash Plus agents that I've spoken to all over this country. Let's say, for example, there's an individual in Katima who has said he had a whole lot of businesses, and now his Cash Plus business is bigger than his other businesses.
Wow.
There's an individual here in Katatura who put his kids through school during COVID because his other businesses were just not making money, but he was making money off his Cash Plus.
Yeah.
So Cash Plus is creating entrepreneurs, and it's about, instead of people having to travel a long distance to visit a branch, there is a Cash Plus agent all over this country. There are thousands of them. So someone that's near you, someone that you know, someone that's in your community that you can go to and you can do your banking transactions at.
Wow. I think that deserves an air horn.
Like, yeah, absolutely.
When I saw it, I'm thinking to myself, maybe they just here to buy credit or something, but why is F&B so big?
You know, making so much noise about it. Yeah,
you know?
I actually saw it the first time I was ordering lunch from Size Kitchen. And yeah, the guy had that machine, and I'm like, what is this for? Can I trust you? But then I saw F&B, and I just knew I can trust them. And I tapped my little card on it.
Cecilia, we'll have to bring you in just for your final thoughts. I mean, we know definitely we'll still have more conversations as we continue, as we count down that side to this forum. Perhaps your final words for now.
Look, this is big. It's really big for Namibia, and we're happy that we have a lot of local partners who have come on board to partner with the Bank of Namibia to make this event a success.
Mm-hmm.
And we really want not just to elevate the conversation around financial inclusion to a national level, but we also just want to showcase Namibia's best, and we specifically chose Swak of Moon with a strategic reason. We want to invite the international community to Namibia. We want them to come. We dialogue, we network, we exchange ideas. But we also want them to stay a bit longer. We want them to come back to Namibia.
Mm-hmm.
So the tourism opportunities that will come out of this event are massive. They're going to be very big.
Mm-hmm.
But also just for us as Namibians, I think the story that we are going to showcase, and we want our people to hold us accountable. We're hosting this very, very big event in Namibia, and we don't want the conversations to stop after September, you know. We don't want to sit on that global stage, showcase what Namibia has done, talk about the future, and then we, you know, pack it and just start continue doing the work that we've been doing in silos or in our own spaces. We want Namibians to ask questions. We want them to hold us accountable. We want them to knock at our doors, the doors of the policymakers, also the doors of the financial institutions, and says, look, this is what you said financial inclusion is, this is or is supposed to be, this is how I'm experiencing it, how should it be, it's not what what you said it's going to be. So we want those types of conversations, right? We want to be challenged, we want to co-create, we want to design a system that works for every Namibian.
Yeah, it's giving. She's saying she wants us to be her accountability partners. So Kirsty, maybe final words from you as we take time to just reflect of how far we've come, but I think most importantly where we could actually go.
Absolutely.
From obviously first and position.
So exactly what Cecilia just shared right now. Financial inclusion is about collaboration. We need to work together because the end goal is no Namibian left behind.
And
it's wonderful that the whole world is talking about this. It's wonderful that the whole world is coming to Namibia to talk about this. But we need to make sure that here in Namibia, we are living that. We are walking that. We are talking that. And yes, as I said, there's still a journey to be done. But so long as we have that as our goal and we're working towards it, we will get there.
Well, beautiful. That's a wholesome conversation, and we will have more of this as we continue in our countdown. That's to the you said Alliance for Financial Inclusion Global Policy Forum itself. Kirsty Wotameya, thank you so much for your time.
Your
we appreciate
time.
It.
Thanks for having
Group
me.
Communications Manager at First National Bank, and then Osi Cecilia Nkwaya Okafor, thank you so much for your time as well.
Thank you all so much.
All right. The principal economist responsible for financial sector development at the Bank of Namibia. If you missed this conversation, it will be up on our website in the next 5 minutes or so.
Breakfast is on us. 102.9 Fresh FM. Fresh FM.